I'm Ivan Rudick. I'm the Ruth and William Morgan Assistant Professor in Applied Economics and Management. I'm in the Charles H. Dyson School of Applied Economics and Management and the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business. I'm an environmental economist, and I study issues related to environmental change, mostly air pollution and climate change. So one topic I've been interested in recently is better understanding the economic costs of exposure to lead. We've known for a really long time as a society that lead is bad. Despite all of this, we've used lead a lot as a society in a variety of products. You might have heard of lead in drinking water pipes in places like Flint, Michigan. Lead historically was used in paint, and it's also been used in gasoline and in fact as a pesticide itself. In my recent paper, which is called 1,000 Cuts, Cumulative Lead Exposure Reduces Academic Achievement, we study the effect of lead exposure throughout a child's early years on their elementary school standardized test scores in Florida. When NASCAR, one of the major racing organizations in the United States, decided to switch from using leaded fuel to unleaded fuel in 2007. So all of a sudden, these places that are nearby, these racetracks, stopped receiving this annual dose of airborne lead every single year from these NASCAR races. And what we're gonna do in our study is essentially look at how these children's test scores at schools nearby the tracks improved after 2007 when NASCAR deleaded relative to schools that are further away, which didn't get this unexpected sudden improvement in their environmental quality. How big of an effect could NASCAR have? But it turns out NASCAR was a huge lead emitter throughout the 2000s. One three-hour race emits more lead in that 3 hours than over half of all lead-emitting industrial plants in the United States do in a full year. If you add up all the lead emitted from NASCAR in 1 year, it accounts for almost 1% of national lead emissions. For every 10 kilograms of lead that were avoided after 2007 from that switch to unleaded fuel, average school test scores improved by about 8% relative to their peer schools. So how big is this? Previous research has shown that an 8% improvement is like boosting your school per child spending by about $750 or by reducing the class size by about 3 students on average. This effect is entirely driven by places that tend to have more poverty and tend to have more Black families. So this is suggesting that these communities were the ones that were being significantly harmed by the NASCAR lead emissions prior to deleting in 2007. So if you were exposed to 10 kilograms of lead, you might be wondering, is it worse if you get it all at once in 1 year, or is it worse if you spread it out throughout time? We know how much lead is emitted at a race, and we know when these races were, so we can pick up how much lead a kid was exposed to throughout their entire life. What we find in our study is that spreading out this lead exposure over time, rather than having it clustered all in 1 year, tends to make test score outcomes worse. And this makes a good bit of sense. In the childhood physiological literature, children have been shown to go through really important developmental periods throughout their life and at different ages. When this lead exposure gets spread out over time, it's more likely that they're gonna be exposed to this lead during one of these really critical periods, and this lead exposure is gonna have a significant negative harm on their development. Ambient lead exposure, like the lead that's coming out of these NASCAR races, is regulated under the National Ambient Air Quality Standards of the Clean Air Act. The lead component of this regulation actually hasn't been updated in nearly 15 years. But recently, the EPA has been revisiting whether or not they should be changing this lead regulation in light of the recent evidence. Recent work like my own and work done by others is going to be critical in informing the EPA and how stringent this new regulation should be when it comes out.